You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your host, Andre D. Harrison, where we discuss life, marriage, and relationships. Hope you enjoy today's topic. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. First, I want to thank everybody so much for watching and staying tuned and staying faithful to this. I really, really, really appreciate it. And when I mean I really, really appreciate it, like I really, really, really appreciate it. You can be doing something else on a Thursday night, like resting for work tomorrow, or going out, because in New York City in particular, it's a big like party night. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate the support. I can't thank you guys enough. I just been doing this for about 2 months now. We're on our 8th episode, and I appreciate your commitment to watching this every Thursday when we do this live. Even if you don't watch it live and you watch it afterwards, I appreciate you just watching it. My goal through this is to help people in life, marriage, relationships. And the reason why is because I am, I guess you could say, I don't want to say a product or even a victim, because I learned a lot, but I was in a failed relationship, a failed marriage. And in the process, I didn't have a lot of support or the right support. And I'm like, well, what can I do to help people that was sort of in the same position that I was? So I went back to school, got my master's degree in marriage and family counseling, and I want to be able to help people that are struggling in relationships, struggling in life, trying to find their way. I don't pretend to be a relationship expert like many out there, because I'm not. A lot of times people already know what they should be doing. I just try to help guide them to walk in that path, or even help people unpack what they should be doing or what they already know to do, or just help them in how to do it, how to approach it. And tonight we're going to have a very good topic. I'm waiting for a friend of mine to join in. As soon as she comes in and grabs a spot, we're going to get started with this. Hold on, I think she's messing up. There she is now. There she is now.
Hello.
There you are. What's going on, Natalie?
I got it to work.
How are you doing? Got it to work. I am glad you got it to work. You
know what? Like, what is this? Why is it not working?
Do you hear an echo at all?
No.
No echo? All right, because what I usually do is I usually put on my earpiece. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to put on my earpiece so that I can avoid any possible echoing. I don't want to. I want the audio to be as good as I can. Hey, Luce, how you doing? I'm glad that you're tuning in. And yes, we got to get that session in. So let's make sure that we schedule that session, okay? But Natalie, give me 1 second while I set this up.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us. Patricia, how's it going? Thank you so much for watching. How's your day going, Patricia? So right now, you one of three ways, either on YouTube live, watching on Facebook live, or you're watching on Get Vocal live. So with Get Vocal is a platform that allows me to stream live on Get Vocal and sort of allow the content to go in Facebook live, Periscope, which I'm not using, and YouTube. So I enjoy this feature. It really is a great, great, great feature. And now my headset is connected. So let me just change the audio. So everything is going through my headset. Give me 1 second. It'll eventually do it. But while this works itself out, I'll get started. All right. So quick introductions. Okay. This is the Rap with Dre Togetherness Podcast, where we talk about different topics. Tonight's topic is going to be a good one. Before I introduce this young lady and tell you about how we met, let me just go over a few things, a few of the house cleaning. All right. This is a podcast and a vlogcast. You're able to watch this live on Facebook, YouTube, and Get Vocal, and you can continue watching it after it's live. So please, You can show your support by liking this, sharing it. Please, we'll be reading your comments, having active engagement with you and what you say. So please, we encourage you to converse with us through chat. If you're watching on Get Vocal, you're more than welcome to grab a spot. Also, you can support this podcast and vlogcast through Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/AndreDHarrison and you find that this is helpful for you and maybe helpful for others, you can support this even financially with even a gift as low as $5 a month to help this podcast keep going. You can go on patreon.com/AndreDHarrison. Lastly, I have a vlog with me and my sons called the Harrison Family Vlogs. I want to encourage you guys to go subscribe to the channel on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/realitydadtv and see a little bit about me and my sons, our life together. My goal is to try to be an encouragement to everybody out there. Okay. And if you hear any feedback, please let me know. It's not changing right now. So if you do hear feedback, please let me know. All right. Without further ado, let me introduce this young lady. Okay. So back in like 2001. Was it 2001? What? Yeah, well, 2001. I applied for a, was it 2001 or 2002? I think it was 2002. All right, in 2001, I applied for the position of youth pastor of Rochester Christian Church in Rochester, New York. They decided to hire me, and in December of 2001, me and my family moved from East Providence, Rhode Island to Rochester, New York, to assume the youth pastorship at Rochester Christian Church. And that's when I met this young lady who was a teenager at the time, Miss Natalie Lewis. I got close with her and her family. And we kept in touch throughout the year. She was my teenager. Now she's an adult doing amazing things. I am very proud of the woman she's grown to be. Love God, love God's people. And her mission in life is to empower people. And I could be wrong, empower women in particular, but empower people in general. And I wanted to have her on the show to talk about this topic because she was like my baby in youth. Like she was like that, like there were some people that you get really close with and you sort of like become a surrogate. She was like one of my surrogates. Like I watched her grow up. She's an amazing young lady and I'm so proud of who she is. And I love that now she's older, we can dialogue about things like this. So I am glad to have you on this with me. Thank Natalie. You. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate being on here.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, man. Like, so guys, bear with me just real quick. How's the family?
My mom is good. My son is good. Sisters are good. So, yeah.
Everybody's doing good. That's good, man. That's what we can ask for, man. Wow, man. Stella, how's she, man? Like, please tell them all I said hi.
Tell her that you said hello.
Brother Eve. Like, no, yeah, man. Hopefully she gets a chance to watch this too. All right. So let's get started with the topic. I don't want to keep everybody too long. And please, if you have anything you want to share, please share. I'm reading the comments on Facebook Live. I'll be reading comments on Get Vocal. Patricia wrote, you know about the huge changes at Get Vocal. We all have channels now. Yeah, I saw that. So now I have we all have our own channels on Get Vocal. And Natalie, this may be a great platform for you as you continue to. Yeah, no, this is a great platform. Great platform. All right, so now, topic at hand. How to date to find the right one. How to date to find the right one. Now, this is a topic that I think a lot of people would benefit from. Even me or whoever it is that's looking to date, because sometimes we date. And we look at dating as a recreational activity. And some people, if that's where you are in your life, I'm not one to judge or tell you what you should be doing with your life. However, this is only about how to date to find the right one. So this is not coming from a place where if you're recreationally dating, this may not be the right talk for you. May not be the right one for you. But if you're looking for somebody to be a companion with or looking to find a companion, then you're listening and watching the right podcast. Shanita wrote intentionally dating. Yeah, precisely. Looking, if you're intentionally dating to find a mate. Patricia wrote, definitely not talking about the hookup culture. No, this is not about the hookup culture. If that's what you're about, right. I'm not here to judge. But this isn't what we're talking about today, okay? There are people, and the problem with that is some people are looking to hook up with people that are looking to find a companion. So for those that are looking to find a companion, this one is for you. And hopefully me and Natalie can share some insight. And we may even have opposing views, but one of the good things about this platform is that we welcome that. And my view may be different. My experiences may be different. We unpack it. And whatever I share may help you. Whatever she shares may help you also. All right. So let's open this up. All right. One of the things I really wanted to talk about is the first things people need to be doing before they date. And I think one of the main questions they need to ask themselves is, am I ready to be in a committed relationship? Am I saying that the person you date right away, you're going to make a commitment to? No. I don't think dating is, in the initial stages, is looking to find somebody immediately to connect with or to commit to. I really believe that dating, healthy dating, intentional dating is trying to find time with somebody in order to get to know them to determine compatibility. Yeah. And I think, do you think that a lot of people consider compatibility when they first date?
And no, because sometimes when you're caught up in your feelings, when you're excited, I finally found somebody, yay. And then you just kind of go floating off somewhere else. So when you're in your feelings, you can kind of get distracted and not really see, like, we don't really agree on the same foundational things. And that's why it's good in those first few times and moments to have conversations. Conversation overtakes anything when it comes down to getting to know somebody. You need to hear what they're saying and what they're not saying, because some things are said when a person is not saying what it is. So you just have to take your time, not get into your feelings, and make sure that you and that person have the same foundational things. Meaning, you know, if you believe in God, do they believe in God? If you want children, do they want children? Are they dating for marriage? Are they dating for fun? You know, what's their outlook on what a relationship looks like? Those are things you need to know and questions that you need to ask so that you can kind of figure out, is this going to be for me or no? Before you dive all in.
Mm-hmm. Hey, cuz, how you doing? I got my cousin from Trinidad listening in. Luce writes, after my most recent experience, honestly, I'm afraid to ever obtain another companion ever again.
That's her speaking, not you.
Tell her. Shanita writes, we confuse great personalities for great character. Those are two different things. But yeah, you know what? And you're so right. And I think, and that leads me into my what I also wanted to talk about, but in my next, I guess, topic or next bullet point. But before I go there, I think trying to figure out who it is a person is hard to do, because a lot of times we go into dating initially looking at somebody, seeing somebody, and liking what we see at first, which is not a bad thing. But what we do next doesn't, a lot of times, don't help identify what we should be really looking for. Well, most people want a date to find a mate, not just to have a good time,
right?
And then what makes a good companion? Shanita wrote, personalities is one thing, and character is another. It's very important, and that's a lot of things that we don't see. We don't even consider. This person, he's so nice. She's so nice. She's just a great personality. But what about the character? What about who they really are when nobody's around? Who are they really?
I don't know if it was a meme or if it's just a saying that was floating around. Like, you need to see that person sad, angry, upset, frustrated. You need to see them through all the seasons, so that you can see how they react to certain things, because that speaks to their character, especially if it's something that's happening over and over again. You know, how do they act when they're angry? Do they shut you off? Are they punching walls? What are they doing? You have to figure all of that out before you decide that this is the person that you're going to be with. And as she said, you get distracted by the personality. Because again, if you're like me and you've had disappointment after disappointment, when you finally get somebody, you're like, yes, I got somebody. And then, you know, you're like so caught up in that, you miss, or you're not paying attention to the key things that you need to pay attention to.
And then when you've been single for so long and you reach a certain age, the second you start dating somebody, everybody in your circle is right. Like, oh, this got to be the one. Hopefully this is the one. The person better not break their heart. And I say this all the time. Not a breakup isn't a bad thing.
It can actually be a bad blessing.
It's actually very healthy.
Really figure out what, that didn't work. Where did I go wrong? What did I miss? What was I not paying attention to? And how do I correct this moving forward? Like a lot of times with breakups, you try to blame the person, but it's more of an internal thing that you have to look at yourself. Like, how did I miss all of that? Yeah. And not really be so upset with the person, but look at your role in the situation.
Yeah. Yep. Another thing is and people that should be, that's looking to find a companion, should be asking is, am I ready to be a companion? what would make me a good companion? Like what would make me good for the person that
I had a conversation with somebody earlier. I think we get so caught up in what the other person has, and they need to have this, and I want them to have this. It's like, okay, in return, what do you have? And a lot of women, unfortunately, they, you know, I can cook, I can clean, I can iron, I can, you know, be his piece or whatever. But it's like, and what else?
Yeah. Shanita wrote, charisma and chemistry distracts most of us from reality. The signs are usually present if you know what to look for. And we're going to talk about that, Shanita. We're going to unpack that a little bit. And I have a method that may not be too popular among some when it comes to dating. But I really believe that this format would be the best way to date. It's just a theory. It's not like something that I'm going to die and have it written on my gravestone. Like, you know, I came up with this
short theory,
but it could help. Yeah, it could help. Yeah, but asking, like, that's self-reflective. Yeah. It takes maturity to be self-reflective and say, what makes me good for this person, or what makes me good for somebody else? Are there any areas in my life that I need to work on? And I'm not talking about the superficial areas. You have people out there that are relationship experts that talk about, if you're not financially stable, you shouldn't be dating. Right. That's a part of it. That's a very small part.
You shouldn't be dating. Because,
yes. If you're not mentally stable, if you're not emotionally stable, you can hurt somebody, you know, when you're not ready to be a proper companion. You're telling yourself and you're souping the other person to believe that you're ready to be that companion, and you're really not. You hurt somebody. Yep. And then you got to break up. And then although that breakup is healthy for both parties, you got angry at each other.
And it could have been unnecessary. Beefing, so. You could have saved yourself and the person all that unnecessary hurt had you would have been really, really honest with yourself. That I can say for sure. You know, when you're hurting and you're with somebody, you're going to, even if you don't mean to, you're going to end up hurting that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing is we rush into commitment so fast. Like, rush into commitment so fast. You know, we, and I think, again, like, it's like dating and not trying to be a player while you're dating, right? Getting to know somebody or getting to know a couple of people. That whole dating thing is like, when you're dating, you're committed to this person. We shouldn't rush into commitments. We should take it slow. Think about what we can do to get to know each other, truly know each other without the mask, right? And one of the things I really don't encourage is trying to make a good first impression. Yeah, man. Like, forget the first impressions. Like, don't remove the mask. And when you go on a first date, try to go on a first date where the mask can be off, or it doesn't encourage masks to be put on. And I say it like this, and I'm going to talk to my gentlemen out here. And ladies, you may not like this, and you can straight through. All right, you may not like it, but I don't encourage young men to go all out on a first date. I don't encourage young men to spend a lot of money on the first date. Even if they have it, I still don't encourage it. Because it could cause that person to put on a mask, or the person that's dated to put on a mask. I discourage that. Like I discourage the first date where, you know, you're going out to an expensive restaurant, and going out to a show and spending a lot of money on just getting to know the person in the first date. I think allowing yourself to be in a situation where there are no expectations. All right. In fact, on the first, I'm gonna say this too, on a first date, it may be even beneficial if you're looking for somebody to be a companion, for you guys to meet somewhere.
I agree.
You don't have to pick her up. And if she wants to be picked up, if she demands to be picked up,
that's go to the next one.
Ladies, you may not like this. You may not like this, but the reason why I say that is this: it allows for an opportunity for you to meet in a neutral place, without mask, without expectations, to see if you guys can like each other on a friend basis first. Then let's build on that. Then, as friends, you can determine whether or not you guys are compatible. No commitments, no expectations. You may be attracted to one another, but the commitment, the strain for commitment, the stress to perform and overperform is not there. Now, we can both be ourselves, or some fragmented part of ourselves, and I can get to know who you are, you can get to know who I am, and you can make a conscious decision on whether or not I'm good for you, and vice versa. I think I just, there you go. What do you think?
Right. I'm actually not disagreeing.
Oh, really? Really? No? Hey, what's up, Jada?
Your daughter is the way you keep her. So if you really are not living that life, if you're not living that life and you take me to a restaurant and spend hundreds, I'm going to think that that's just what you do on the regular. So that might be an expectation.
Yeah. Oh, I think we just lost her. Push it back. Let me see. Natalie, you there?
Yes.
Get vocal. What just happened, man?
There's somebody else.
What just happened? Get vocal.
Somebody else.
All right. We'll talk. We can talk. Man. All right. So, what were you saying? Finish saying what you were saying.
What did I say? Oh, just, you know, you gotta, if you start that way, that's for the fellas listening. If you start that way, that may be some expectation that you have of that other person. So I don't disagree. The other thing, ladies, is some of y'all might not agree with me. It's 2019, but you're not coming to my house. All that picking up stuff, absolutely not. Especially if you have kids, nobody should come to your house. Like, that's my rule of thumb. You are not coming to pick me up. You're not dropping me off. I'm not telling you where I live. You don't need to know any of that. That's just a safety thing for me that I don't. No, I will be somewhere. So that much, I will say, you know, make sure you are okay with meeting the person. I know it's cute to have somebody come get you and the whole date thing. That's cute. But for your safety and all these crazy stories, don't be having people come to your house. Netflix and chill is not a date also. So don't accept that either.
No. Yeah, stay out of that arena. Yeah, man.
That's dangerous territory right there.
Yeah. Unique wrote, a lot of people are blindfolded during the dating phase because it's fun. It's new. Yeah, sure. It's new. It's exciting. Then when they finally commit, the fun and game is over. Now, I'm glad you said that, Unique. I'm so happy you said that, because when it comes to dating, I'm sorry, my lips feel dry. What we tend to do, particularly guys, is they go all out in the very beginning of the relationship in order to impress the woman they're trying to win. Then they win her. After they get married, they no longer have those kind of experiences. The kids come into play, all that stuff. They don't go out anymore. They barely like each other. They don't have any fun.
Right.
And I think that how we date today is extremely backwards. It really is. And in my notes, there's levels to dating. For successful dating to happen, intentional dating to happen, there should be levels. What should not happen is a woman I take on my first date to receive the same kind of treatment that I would give the woman who was supposed to be my wife in the future.
Right.
Like, she shouldn't receive the same treatment. Okay. At least not the good treatment. Investing in our time. Let me say that. So in the beginning of a relationship, we're going to go for walks in the park. We're going to find coffee. I'm going to take you to a coffee house, Starbucks, on a first date so we can get to know each other.
Starbucks. Dunkin'. I hate Starbucks.
Somewhere. Panera Bread. Not necessarily Dunkin' Donuts, but somewhere where we can get to know each other and just talk without the mask, right?
Right.
And the thing is, our society has conditioned a lot of us to think about dating as we need to go all out. We need to be wine and dine. Right. This person needs to know my worth. Right. If your worth is in how a man wines and dines you, then your worth is put in the wrong place.
Right.
I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't say that because I'm a guy. Maybe I'm speaking. I'm misspeaking because I'm a guy. I don't know.
No, I feel the same way. I was having a conversation with somebody earlier, and I told her, I said, I don't understand. Maybe because I didn't grow up that way. The whole process of a man has to, yes, a man is a leader, provider, and all that. But as far as dating, making him pay for everything and pay for bills and get my hair done, my nail, I've always done that for myself. So having somebody putting that pressure on, make them feel like they have to play all these different roles and do all these different things. I think that's something that society has put on a lot of women. You know, we are dating from our hearts, not our heads. So we're not focusing on all the compatible. We're focused on the feeling. So it feels great. And as she said, it's fun. Of course, it's fun getting to know a new person because you never know what's going to happen with getting to know a new person. Your emotions are high. Everything's great. This is a new person. You don't know anything negative. All you see is positive. You know, person makes you laugh. They make you smile. And then what?
And you know, the dangerous thing about having a guy do all those things for you, pay these things, is this. If you don't trust this person, or you haven't developed a strong enough relationship to identify who a person's character really is,
right?
This guy will be willing to do all those things for you, but now he's not looking at you as a potential wife. He's looking at you as property. Now you're mine. You're gonna do what I say, how I say it, when I say it. And I think we got to be careful of that.
Yeah.
And keeping it strictly friends in the very beginning will help identify those things.
Yep. But the thing about it is the whole strictly friends part. So even with that, I feel like people have placed this, or society has placed expectations on that. Like, you know, you're friends, so we hurry up. Let's put a title to this. Let's make this something. Hurry up, hurry up. And it's like, why we can't just be friends? And people even like have put a timeline. Like, okay, if they don't date you or marry you in 3 months or talk about marriage in 3 months, they don't really want to be with you. And it's like, are you sure? Because that's 3 months is not a long time.
No, so it's not.
Just, you know, getting to know
my people. Age, it is, but no.
Right. I think we've been conditioned that we have to rush, especially in the church, where it's like, okay, y'all courting, hurry up. It's been past a year. It's been past 6 months. Hurry up and get married.
Yeah,
and it's like, y'all got to get to know the person. I think the whole rush of, if they don't marry me in a year and a half, now I'm not saying be somebody's girlfriend for 10 years. I am not an advocate of that, because that's nuts to me. But it takes time to get to know somebody. And not only if you're dating with a purpose and you're dating to try to marry them, not only do you need to get to go know them, you need to get to know their family, because you're about to marry into all of that.
Their family too, for real.
Yeah.
Shanita wrote, relationships run their course so quickly because most of us play husband and wife before actually being married. That's not dating, and you're right. What's going on, Dr. Vibe? At 9 o'clock, everybody, Dr. Vibe has his show. That's why we need to end promptly at 8:55 so that I can watch his show at 9 o'clock. All right. but yeah, I think, and dating is hard today because of all the expectations out there. But I don't know if society has, it looks like society came up with this idea of dating that doesn't really encourage us finding the right one.
Right.
We rush into relationships so quickly. We rush into commitment so quickly. And as a result, when it doesn't work out, when we should have slowed down a little bit, two people could wind up very hurt.
Right.
In the process. So take it easy. Be yourself. I say avoid lavish first dates.
Right.
Avoid trying to make a first great impression. And avoid people trying to make a good first impression.
Yes. You can always tell, I can. You can always tell when somebody's not really like being themselves. It's like, okay, this is fake. And the other thing I think too is have some accountability. If you're dating someone, I don't know where this whole secrecy thing came in, where I'm not going to tell nobody that I'm dating anybody until I think it's serious. No, that's when you need to get your people's opinions of this person. I'm not saying that their opinion is law, because not everybody wants to see you happy and wants to see you doing your best. But somebody that you trust, if it has to be a secret from the people that you trust and love, I would kind of question, is this something right? Are you just avoiding that because you know that they're going to say, I see something in him that maybe that's not for you, or that's not where you're going. The other thing is, don't just date where you are right now. So me, on this journey that I am, you know, walking in purpose, figuring out why my purpose, what I want to do with my life, I'm not just dating for the woman that I am right now. I'm also dating for the woman that I'm going to be in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years. So I have to think about that as well. And if you have children, because I am a single mother, you're not dating for yourself either. You're dating for your children. So you have to think about that as well. You can't just say, I'm going to pick this person and my children better deal with it. That's not going to work.
And being friends in the very beginning would allow that person to say, yeah, I'm not really into kids much.
Right.
Oh, all right. Good to know. Good to know.
That's the most horrific thing, to have kids and hear somebody say, oh, I don't think I want to ever have kids. It's like, you're talking to me. Well, in that case, nice to see you. Goodbye.
Check, please.
Conversation over. There's nothing else to be said.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think what you were saying before, trying to piggyback off that, was something that you mentioned just now, and it just slipped my mind that I wanted to respond to.
The timeline, rushing.
Rushing. Forgot what it was. Hopefully it comes back to me. It comes back to me. It was about first great impressions, avoid them. Man, but I forgot about it. I forgot. Yeah, but either way, yeah, let's move on. So, like, what would you say, if you can give, like, a tip to a young lady trying to find the right one and a young man trying to find the one, what would you tell them?
Be yourself. If you cannot be yourself with somebody, or you feel like you got to change anything about you, being in their presence, that's not the person for you. If you cannot be completely, totally yourself, that's not That's not it.
Okay. I do remember what I was going to say, and Patricia actually reminded me. Patricia said, "Let people know who you are dating in case you disappear." Another thing about that, and she's right. Another thing is, when you introduce the person that you are getting to know, introduce them as a friend. And if you have no expectation in the beginning, other than to get to know this person, then let the people around you know. Listen. We're only getting to know each other. Right now we're friends. Nothing more, nothing less. So please don't go into this. Don't meet him or her thinking that we're about to get married, because we're not. Correct. We're just getting to know each other. Right? So, you know, you may not want to bring them to your family reunion, because people get the wrong idea. But, you know, another family event that's a little bit more low key. Yeah, that may be a great time to just bring them around, see how they interact with your family as on a friend level. Because remember, when you're dating, this person will put on a mask and front to your family. Like, guys, I'm going to tell you this now. Ladies, you may not like this, but I'm about to expose you a little bit. You will meet a female, right, that may be trying to impress you, will go and impress your family. You may take them to, like a Christmas dinner, right? And at the Christmas dinner, you know, she's going all out, showing how much of a family person she is. She's making you a plate. She's helping gather the dishes, helping washing the dishes and all that stuff, right? Trying to impress you. Then you get locked in because you already made a commitment, you know, 2 weeks into dating. Then you get married. Then you realize who she was Christmas night when she was with your family is not who she really is anymore. Now, 10 years later, Christmas, your family's having a Christmas dinner. She don't want to go because she can't stand your family. So keep your friends in the very beginning. And it goes vice versa. Guys, too. That can happen.
I've had that happen to me. Where it's like a big show, and then behind the scenes, I'm like, you the same person? Who are you? Like, it was like a complete different person. So watch out for that, too. That's why I said, if you have to be around somebody and you change your character, you feel like they're changing their character.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. And that's why it's dangerous. Like, you know, date to find the right one by being friends in the very beginning. So we talked about the thing that you were saying to young ladies. What about to young men?
The same. Be yourself. Don't feel like you got to put on a persona based on the person. I think a lot of times I've had a male friend for a while, and we just friends, and just getting to know him, there's an expectation of I have to have everything in order at first. So I have to have the amazing, wonderful job. And to a certain degree, you do. I'm not saying you don't.
And that's the thing. Society has really pushed that.
Yes.
So people think that being ready to date is making sure that your finances are in order and that's it.
Right.
It's not it. That's not it. I think that's part of it. And your finances don't necessarily have to be perfect. You just got to be responsible with your finances.
Right.
Okay. Like, you don't need to be making seven figures or six figures to be, you know, a good dater to be able to
move. Right. Everybody's not there yet, if we're honest. Yeah. And what I said earlier, too, is to know that you're not, profession doesn't exist. So I think a lot of times we have this list of, like, my list got thrown in the trash because I'm like, I was like tripping and bugging about this stupid stuff with this list. And it was like the moment somebody didn't hit this list, nope. But you have standards, know what you want, and don't settle. This is for women and men. But also,
so is it, should that be, should physical features be in that? So, here's the thing about standards. There's standards, right? And some women and men too have standards that are really superficial. Right. When I mean superficial, I'm talking about looks. They got, for some women, it's 6 feet and over, six figures, no kids, or a good father, down the list. Guys have the same thing. Got to look nice, got to have a nice butt,
got to be
smart, got to be able to hold a decent conversation. Right. But then I don't hear much about standards like, well, they got to be able to treat me this way.
Right.
They got to be able to love children.
Right.
I want to see how they treat their family, their mom and father. Right. Like, I don't hear a lot about that. They got to be this tall. And
because people don't care. I hate to say people don't care about it no more, but I think with social media and the look of the power couple, whatever that means, that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants the look of we winning. You know, we got the house, the car, the money, and the matching outfits on Facebook, but behind the scenes, what is that really about? Like, what are y'all really doing? And everybody wants to have this big purpose with the person that they're with instead of just looking at the character. We don't look at the character, we're looking at the stuff.
Yeah, Shanita wrote, standards and boundaries are necessary. And I agree.
It's
finding the right one.
For men and women. I don't hear a lot of men, because men say, you know, like you just said, you know, the list, she looks good, she's a good mom, she does that, but it's like, okay, what else? Can she pray with you? Can she lift you up? Like, what is, like, it's more to it than just the outside, so we have to look at character above anything.
And flipping it, you know, give yourself, have standards for yourself.
Yes.
You know, what am I, so can I, you know, provide effectively for my family? Can I do these things, and if I can't do these things, then I'm not ready to date myself.
Right. And I can't ask you to have six figures if I don't even make four. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Unrealistic expectations. Yeah, Jada, what's up?
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. Hello.
I can't see you though.
I know. Yeah, I did that purposely this time. I just came from the gym and I look like a hot mess. So I wanted to kind of chime in real quick. I feel like I lost my train of thought because I was trying to figure out whether or not you guys could hear me. I'm using my new mic, so I had a thought I had it on mute. But anyway, so I think that comes with a sense of maturity as far as not being so superficial. I remember from an early age, and I'm still young, right? I'm still a little baby. But I think that comes with, like I said, a sense of maturity. Yeah. And not only that, but also, you know, figuring out the things that you like and you dislike, you know, things that, you know, are important to you and things that are not so important to you. I feel like when you've had enough attractive people in your life, and then you notice that internally, they're not that great. then you realize like, oh, that's not what, you know, a relationship it should be based on. That's not what it's about. You know, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for something more, a little bit more in depth. Something that has long, like, longevity. So I think that comes with experience, and also, again, you know, with maturity and just kind of saying to yourself, what exactly is it that I want? What am I looking for? And once you're able to answer that, you don't necessarily even need to have a list, because once you're engaging with, you know, another individual, you'll be able to see that. You'll be able to see the things that you want versus the things that you don't. And I think that comes with that. You know what I mean? So, and that's my opinion. You know, I've dated a whole lot before being with my husband and being with him and whatnot. But yeah, you kind of got to go through a few frogs before you get your, you know, king.
Okay, pause on that one, because if I hear that statement one more time, I think I'm gonna scream, because I'm single. I don't have no husband. So how many frogs y'all suggesting here? Because that statement, I hate that statement with passion. Like,
that's so funny. And that's funny, because I normally don't say that, but I just kind of came to mind just now. But I mean,
that frog statement, I'm tired of frogs.
But the thing is, wait, you know what though? It's sort of right though, right? Because The frog may not be the right person for you, right? And instead of sticking with the frog, you just got to put the frog to the side and say, okay, you know, I'm not really looking for a frog right now. Thank you for your time. Right, yeah, you know? Thank you for your time. When you get to that place where you are maturing, then maybe we can deal with each other again, or you
but
know,
I will
revisit
say
this.
I agree with the maturity, because if you're not, and that comes with getting to know yourself. So the
exactly.
other problem with dating is people are dating and they don't know themselves. So I'm dating, giving you an expectation, wanting you to feel this bubble of peace of mind, wanting you to feel a void of for me that I can only do for myself. And I'm placing all that expectation on a person and end up getting disappointed over and over again.
Yes.
So it definitely comes with knowing yourself. And for women and men, that's why I think it's important to have that time where you are by yourself. Yeah. I don't know where this whole I can't be single thing came from, or it's like,
I think being single is extremely important. Leave,
but you're not. It's okay.
Yeah. I am Rich Kellogg said, I think people need to allow God to work in their life and leave all expectations of people out of the equation. People have moods and are unpredictable. And that's so true. That's so true. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
So you got to know, going into it, you got to know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And the moment you see something that's not what you're looking for, don't try to be superwoman or superman.
Exactly.
And change.
People are constantly doing that.
You saw what you saw, mm-hmm. and move on.
Yeah, and part of that is just not trying to be somebody else in the very beginning.
Yes, I agree, because a lot of people will definitely always put their best foot forward in the beginning, and then you would slowly see who they really are, you know what I mean, because they could only fake the funk for so long.
And then and what makes it hard though is jumping into commitments too fast, because it takes time to, sometimes it takes a lot of time to figure out who a person really is,
who that person is.
So and now, that's true.
And now you have all these red flags. You've already made a commitment. So now it's like, I'm going to overlook these red flags because I made a commitment. I'm in this now, and I'm emotionally
connected. Like,
so now in our minds,
you make the commitment.
So now in our minds, these red flags, overlooking these red flags is us trying to show that we're trying to show unconditional love to the person that showing us that we shouldn't be together. Nah, break up. It's not a bad thing, especially if you're not married, you're not engaged. Listen, there's a couple of things that we both do that get on each other's nerves. If we go into marriage with these things, we're going to be toxic toward one another. We're not going to have a peaceful, loving home. Let's part ways now. It's going to hurt. We're going to mourn. We're going to cry. But, you know, in 2 weeks, 2 months, we'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, when you're single, you have a choice. Sometimes we forget. Like, excuse me, I'm single. My last name is not changed.
Yeah.
There is no ring on my finger. So you have choices. And if it's not what it's what you want it to be, you have the choice and the right to make the choice and walk away.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, I feel like, and mostly what I've noticed are women that do this. They are constantly wishing on a star, right?
That's that Disney relationship that people be wanting.
Yeah,
yes. I feel like they're constantly wishing on a star and hoping and praying and wishing and, you know, doing all these things to try to make the perfect husband or soon to be husband or a perfect mate or spouse or boyfriend. And they try to make it work. And I appreciate their efforts, and I'm pretty sure whatever other people, but at the end of the day, whatever, if it's like, you cannot literally turn someone into what you want them to be. The only person that you can control is yourself, and that's where the changes have to happen. So it's just like, if you want something in your life, you need to be that change, and you will attract that. You will attract what you are becoming. So if you want a man who's going to be on your level to a certain degree, whether it's financial, whether it's educational, whether it's on a spiritual level, right? You are going to attract literally what you put out there.
What you are.
Like, I feel like most of the time, like, women be like, oh, well, I like him and, you know, I'm in love with him. So I feel like it's going to work. And it's just like, if it's not working, it's not. And if, and I feel like a relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's a dating relationship or friendship or any type of relationship in life, it has to take two people in order to make it work. Yep. No matter what.
Two people who are willing to.
Yes, willingly. Yeah, exactly. To do the work.
I like what you said, because it made me think of another thing too, where, and I see men who do this too, where you date someone that's a project.
Yes, where they're a fixer-upper.
I always say you can't build, it's called build a bear, not build a bay.
Build a bay.
There's no store you can go in and build a bay. You can't do it. You can build a bear, but not a bay. So you can't put things together.
And that's a psychological thing too.
Yeah.
Anybody that feels like they are building someone also has will eventually have this attitude that they are better than them, and who they are is because of them. So I don't care what happens, I made you. You are who you are because of me.
Right.
Yes.
That's a dangerous thing to have in a relationship also.
Anybody say that, run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah. But then there also has to be an element there also inside of all that, where encouragement to do better
is
there, but not building that person.
If I'm like, your time, I want to help you. I want to come in your life
and
help you. Yeah, not hurt you. Why help you? But actually come and make you better and make each other better. You can tell me what my bad side is. I can tell you what your bad side is. And we can kind of work to make sure that we are working together to grow. Of course, you got to individually want to grow yourself. But when you're with somebody, when you're with the right person, I should say, they will help you, not hurt you. And I'm not saying you're going to be hurt-free, because, you know, we're humans. I can't guarantee anyone that I'm not going to hurt them. That would be a false advertisement of myself if I were to say that. But you have to know that it's not intentional and be able to work together through the process with somebody. That's why I started out with communication being key, because you can hear a lot about a person's character just to sit there and listen and have a whole conversation with them. You could learn a lot just off of that alone.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. I think anytime when you are dealing with anyone and you're in a committed relationship, marriage, what have you, I think it is supposed to be where you guys are uplifting each other, helping each other grow together as a union, as a team, and also as individuals. If you have individual goals and I'm able to assist you and I'm able to help you get to wherever you're trying to go, like let's say whatever, you're trying to get into acting and maybe I'm a photographer and I'm able to do, you know what I mean? Like you're able, one hand could wash the other, and that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be where it's a team, not ownership. Relationship does not mean ownership.
Right.
You know, so that's how I feel.
On Facebook, Shanita writes, feminine women inspire men. It's not our job to build.
That's right.
Women. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Inspiration. Moving beyond the potential and not building. That's absolutely right. It's not any female's job to build a guy into.
No, can't do it.
And the thing is, and
first of all, I'm not God. I can't build a person. I'm still trying to work on me. I can't build you.
But from a guy's perspective, you got to get to a point where a guy who's looking for a woman to build him up is still looking for a mother. You don't want to marry somebody that's looking to look at you as their mother. Like, no.
Woo!
You gotta be willing. Guys, we gotta stop looking for women to be so patient with us as we go through our mess. It's not up to a woman to. It's not a woman's job to be patient with us while we're trying to figure out what we want to do.
And I agree.
It's not. And if you don't know what you want to do, you're not ready to date.
Right. I always think it's another quote that goes around, like, you know, just everybody has baggage. Be with somebody to help you unpack. Well, my thing is, if you dealt with that baggage before you got in a relationship, you wouldn't be forcing the other person to take on all.
I don't mind at all. Come on in, Rich.
That's too much stuff to take on. It's not his responsibility to take on my baggage. Why would I want him? Why would I give him that book bag when he already got a book bag full of his own stuff? No, let's work on that individually and then come together and make each other.
And I think. Well, I think baggage is relative, right? So I think it depends on what you view as baggage, though, right? So, you know, you may think that your baggage is unloaded and you've been already packed it away, or you are done with it, and there's something else about you that someone else could find, and it's just like, oh, that's a lot for me to handle, or whatever it is. Like, maybe you're between jobs right now, and I don't even want to, because I feel like that's kind of like, that's big. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but you know, like one would be like one would probably consider, you know, having a child or whatever is baggage, right? When you're dating someone and you don't think it's baggage because that's your offspring, like that's you, you know what I mean? So you're like, oh, I'm good. Like everything I have, you know, I'm making great money. I have a house. I have my own car. I'm doing things, whatever. You know, there's a food, there's clothes on my back, and I'm taking care of my child. And somebody else is just like, oh yeah, that's nice on paper. But it's like, oh, I don't really want to deal with somebody that has a child. You know what I mean? Someone could consider that baggage, and someone else is like, no, I have a child too. Oh my gosh, that's perfect. You know what I mean? So I think that's relative as far as what we consider baggage. You know,
if you're a single parent and you're on a first date or a couple of dates and they say, yeah, you know, I'm willing to carry your baggage, run.
Fact.
You're looking at the
friend. I agree.
Don't refer to my kids as baggage. Hey,
no, I agree.
I got to go. Bye. That's how you get out of that. Even in conversations where they say things like, I don't like little kids, or I don't want kids. All of that, go run.
But the thing is, you know what? And if that's your preference, that's why, in the very beginning, right? If I'm going out on a date with somebody, right? If I was dating and going out on a date, I'm leading with, hey, how's it going? Tell me about yourself. Right. I have three kids, right? And I'm a single father, and they live with me. I'm also a teacher. Da, 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 da. You know, like, I'm leading with that. I'm leading you with opportunity to run now.
And as you should, I feel like that's something that you definitely should be forthcoming about. Those are your children. Like, you know, that's your love. And I get that. You know, I remember me dating someone that had a child was just not optional. And that was me personally, because of the fact that I knew what I wanted from an early age. And I remember saying I didn't want to place that mommy to nobody's child or children. And I not only that, I remember saying for myself, I remember saying I want to be able to experience that with my future husband. I want us to experience it together as far as us having a first child. I want us to experience that. That was another reason. Another reason was like I remember being very selfish, you know, really early. And saying like, I didn't want my time being divided between, you know, their child and myself. And that was just me, you know, and that was my mindset.
You had the right to feel that way.
And that's a preference.
Absolutely.
And that's why I leave with that. That's why I would leave.
I have a child and I'm like, I don't want nobody with kids. People think I'm crazy when I say
that. No, and I don't think you are.
I don't.
And that's okay. And no one should judge you for that though.
Right.
So a couple of years ago, when I was first starting to put myself out there, there was a young lady. Now I was maybe, I want to say maybe 32, 33 at the time. And this young lady, she had turned 20, she was 21 turning 22. And she shared interest in me. And I was real upfront with her. I said, listen, all right. I said, first off, I'm flattered because I'm almost 12 years your senior. Thank you very much. But and I had a real conversation with her. And I said, listen, wouldn't you want to experience your first with somebody else that's experiencing their first? I've been married and divorced. I got three kids.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to experience that? And I sort of dead it right there. And I said, listen, I think that first off, you're young and you have a lot of living to do. But second, you're not really considering, you don't know who you are first. And you're not considering what you really want in a relationship. So let's not do this. And it worked out well. It worked out well. But you're right. You have people have preferences, right? And one of the things that you mentioned, Jada, is important. Some people prefer to want to experience those things with somebody that has not experienced those things.
Right.
Exactly.
That's not a bad thing. In fact, that's actually a beautiful thing to consider. It really is.
Well, I remember just always doing that from early. And so that was my mentality. You know, my dad and my mom, they're like 20 years apart. My dad is 20 years senior of my mom, and he experienced so much. And I remember just saying, like, my dad having certain conversations with me, and it just kind of stuck, where I remember always kind of keeping that in the back of my head. And not to say, like, you know, if later on in life, and, you know, there was something, I feel like, again, we all grow and we change as we get older, through experiences, through certain situations and stuff like that, and we grow. So who's to say that if I wasn't no longer married to my husband, that I would no longer feel like that, you know what I mean? Or now, or you know what I mean? So yeah, I think, again, like I said, baggage is relative, you know? So I think it's just, it depends on the person as an individual, but yeah.
I do have to cut the our conversation.
I know, that's why I just kind of wanted to end.
But I appreciate
it. It was a pleasure meeting you, Natalie.
You too.
No, Jada, like, Natalie is a dope individual. I am so proud of the woman she is. In fact, Natalie, if you don't mind, take like a minute and tell the audience what you do, how they can get in touch with you. Yeah.
So I am Natalie Lewis. I'm an author, I'm a speaker, and I am a breakthrough coach for women. I primarily speak to women, but I have a business called Release the Queen in You Enterprises, and my website is www.releasethequeeninyou.com. So I help empower, encourage, and equip women to be the queen that God has called them to be.
I love it. Awesome.
You made me want to tear up right now, because, like, oh gosh. Like,
Don't do it.
People don't know the history. Like, they don't know the history and how.
So,
yeah, man. Like, I'm so proud of you.
I'll say you was like my, I could say that, my first father figure.
Aww.
You get
I'm
that
so
title.
Proud of you.
So that's
how
you get.
Yeah. All right. I do have to end the show here. Thank you guys so much for watching. Those watching on YouTube, those watching on Facebook Live, thank you for interacting with us. If I didn't get a chance to read your comment, I apologize. It was going a little bit fast, so I didn't get a chance to read all the comments. Those watching through, get vocal. And those who are listening and watching now, if you're watching now but you're not watching live, I appreciate your support. Please like, share, subscribe to whatever it is that you're listening to. I appreciate you guys so much. All right, everybody, have a good night. If you have an opportunity to listen to Dr. Vibe Show on Get Vocal. And if you're on Facebook and you haven't visited getvocal.com yet, please do so. It's a great format. And Natalie, try to get on this. Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Jada. Thank you, Jada. Thank you, Natalie. Everybody, have a wonderful evening. God bless you. Good night.
Amazing, everyone.
Good night.